我在牧会的教会牧会了14年，那这14年当中有8年我是唯一传讲神真道的牧师，所以呢我要用中文也要用英语来传道。
Even after we called an English pastor, I still remain to preach 2 weeks every month in English as well.
就当我们请了一位英语传道来到我们当中，我还是在每个月当中有2个星期是要用英语来传道。
So for most of the sermons, I do have both English and Chinese versions.
所以往往在讲道当中呢，我都会有英语跟华语彼此做翻译。
But most of the time, I have two separate PowerPoint slide sets.
那其实大多数时间我是有两套不同的投影。
I misunderstood a little bit this morning. The settings actually, I was preaching Mandarin and then interpreted into English.
我今天其实有一些的误会，我以为说是要先用华语讲道，然后有英语翻译。
Well, so I didn't know that. So I still have two separate sets. So well, no, because we are all together in one, so I combine those two in one.So you will see that all the slides will be in bilingual.
所以后来我发现说，哦，原来我们是一个联合崇拜，所以我将两套的投影合为一，所以你会看到有英语也会有华语。
So especially there are so many scriptural passages we will study together. So we really need to project it all together.
其实我们等一下正道当中我们会有许多的经文，所以我们需要把它投影出来，让大家看得清楚。
Now I switch channel.
所以我现在要转换频道，
有时候要脑筋要转一下啊。
So the mind has to turn kind of around.
真的是这样的哈。
Yes.
今天我们的
It's a whiplash.
对，我们题目是说安静仰望尊崇神。
So our title is Be Still, Know God, and Exalt Him.
其实今天我刚来到这边的时候，我才刚自己才学了一个功课。
So when I came here, this is a lesson that I've learned.
当我在那边准备，我要将我的 PowerPoint slide 跟 remote 要插上来的时候，我从我的电脑的包包里面打开来，哎，找不到了。
When I came in this morning, I was trying to prepare the PowerPoint slides as well as my controller. I realized that I can't find any of those.
然后我把里面东西通通拿出来放到旁边，非常忙乱。
So I took everything out of my briefcase. I was really rattled.
那时候呢，我就想，哎，糟糕了，这个东西今天早上要讲到的东西找不到了，怎么办？
I was thinking, oh dear, these are the things I need for preaching this morning. And now I can't find them. How are we going? What are we going to do?
我想我大概是留在房间里面了。
So I thought maybe I left it in the room.
所以我赶快就跑回房间。
So I dashed back to my room.
然后在房间里面到处找也找不到。
So I went back to my room. I searched everywhere. I couldn't find them.
突然我那个时候就想到要安静 ，be still.
All of a sudden, I thought, be still.
因为今天早上就是我要跟大家分享这个题目。
Because this is the title that I was going to share with you this morning.
我就在坐在床头的旁边 ，be still， 手摆下来。
So I sat by the bedside, I dropped my arms.
我这样祷告的时候，手一摸，是在这里。
And as I was praying, I felt it in my pocket.
什么都找了，就是这个，这边没有找，就在这边。
So I searched everywhere except for my pocket.
有时候安静的功课很重要，是不是
？So there are times when the lesson of being still is very important.
昨天晚上大家玩了一个游戏。
Last night we played a game.
那个游戏我突然想到是我们今天早上这个信息最好的例子。
I was thinking that is actually in fact the best analogy that we can have for our sermon this morning.
昨天晚上大家先把那根杆子，然后一群人呢。要用手指顶着这个杆子慢慢把它放起来放到地上看有多少要花多少时间
So the game that we played was we have to rest a bar on top of our fingers and we have to kind of drop it and see how much time it takes
And then 每一个人的手指头都不能离开那根杆子
And you cannot okay you cannot detach your fingers from the bar
但有没有注意到第一次大家在把那杆子要放上去的时候七嘴八舌，声音好大。
And so the first time when we had the first try that we had, everyone's pretty noisy, just talking among yourselves.
所以第一次花了多少时间？1分25秒。
So the first attempt took 1 minute and 25 seconds.
那第二次呢？同一组人来，有没有发觉
？The same group, a second attempt.
可是第二次呢，他们怎么样？不能讲话，而且怎么样？闭着眼睛。
No talking and you have to close your eyes.
可只花了多久？20秒。
But that took only 20 seconds.
因为我那组有位姐妹回来就告诉我说，当你闭着眼睛的时候，你就会去听，就会去感觉。
So a sister from the group told us that once you close your eyes, you will listen and you will seek the touch.
当你眼睛闭起来的时候，这时候你就非常的敏锐，会感觉就近熟的手指头往下降一点，你就会跟着降。
And so when you close your eyes, you're very sensitive to the different elevations of the fingers.
所以很快的二十秒钟，那根杆子就放到地上。
So very quickly, in 20 seconds, the bar was put on the ground.
有时候我们听到太多的杂音了。
So oftentimes there's just too much noise that our ears are hearing.
因为太多的杂音让我们听不见神的声音。
And because of all these noises, we cannot hear the voice of God.
我很感谢今天早上我们敬拜赞美的时候选了几首歌。
I'm very appreciative that we've chosen these few songs for our praise worship this morning.
一两段圣经。
I've also chosen a few passages from the Bible.
大家等一下会发现我们完全没有预先安排好。
Although we have not discussed,
完全没有预先安排好。
There was no prearrangement.
就是完全我要所跟大家分享的信息。
But this is absolutely synchronized with the message this morning.
所以有的时候，虽然准备诗歌崇拜的跟我在准备信息的，我们两个完全没有预先安排。
So,
可是当我能够静下来，都同时听圣灵声音的时候。
So there are times when the ones preparing for the praise worship and the one preparing for the sermon, we may not have prior discussion before, but once we are all still and we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit,
我们所行的就一致的方向。
What we do will be unison in direction.
因为今天早上是主日崇拜，主日上面的第一旁信息。我们平常主日的话都会，除了主日崇拜有什么？主日学是吧？
So today is Sunday, and besides just talking about Sunday service, usually we think about Sunday school.
所以我就尝试看看，今天早上我们将主日学跟主日崇拜合在一起。
So I'm trying to do a fusion between Sunday school and Sunday service.
所以我会跟大家讲一个主日学的故事。
So I'm going to tell you a Sunday school story.
开始让我们看这一段圣经，事实上就是我们刚刚所读到的。
First, let us read this passage, a passage that we've read earlier.
因为诗篇四十六篇就是这一次今天早上这个信息的主题。
Psalm 46, and this is where the theme of the sermon or the title of the sermon is brought out.
它的主题就是说，耶和华是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Here it tells us that God is our refuge, God is our strength, He is an ever-present help in trouble.
所以地虽改变，山虽摇动，到海兴。
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
其中水虽澎湃翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。
Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, we will not be afraid.
所以当第二段的时候，你看到第四十六章第十节。
When it comes to Psalm 46, verse 10,
这边讲到说你们要休息，其实原来意思就是说你们要静止下来，你们要安静。
It says you need to rest, you need to be still, you need to cease from your activities.
要知道我是神。
Know that I am God.
我在外邦中必被尊崇，在遍地上必也被尊崇。
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
所以今天早上这个信息的主题就是 Be still and know that I am God. 你们要安静，知道我是神。
So the main message of the sermon this morning is be still and know that He is God. 要安静，要知道我是神。
我们今天早上我来看看一个很熟悉的主日学的故事。
We're going to look at this very familiar Sunday school story.
可是呢，这是假设您曾经上过主日学。
But this is assuming that you have attended Sunday school before.
因为很多人，我们是在这边才信主，以前真的没有上过主日学嘛。
Because many of us, we only came to Christ, when we came to the state. So before that, we've never attended Sunday school.
所以我就假设呢，大家都还没有听过这个故事。
So now I'm assuming that you're all ignorant of the story.
所以我们再讲把这个。这故事呢再讲一遍。
So I'm going to retell the story once more.
大概在主前960年那个时候，有以色列北国的以色列有一个王叫做亚哈。
So there was a king named King Ahab about BC 930-ish.
在北国以色列呢，是在这所有的王里面最邪恶的一个王。
And he is the most evil of all the northern of the kings of the northern kingdom.
亚哈跟他的皇后叫做耶洗别。
There is a king who is Ahab, and there's his queen, Jezebel.
亚哈娶了一个外邦人的女子叫做耶洗别。
Ahab married this foreigner named Jezebel.
然后耶洗别就将他所拜的神叫做巴利，巴尔 or Baal。将这个 巴利的崇拜呢，就带到了以色列的宫廷里面。
And Jezebel brought in this pagan god Baal or Baal into the courts of the northern kingdom.
So now I know Samuel definitely has to study Hebrew.
I was just following what you were saying, but yes.
对，我们平常英文人叫 Baal， 可是其实在原文人叫 Baal。
Yes, in Hebrew is Baal.
所以在那个时代里面，耶洗别将耶和华的先知一个一个赶尽杀绝。
And during that time, Jezebel was on a rampage to terminate all the priests of Jehovah God.
所以在那个时候，神就向以利亚启示。
And so God inspired Elijah.
所以对以利亚说，你去跟亚哈王说。
And he told Elijah to go speak to Ahab.
说我指着永生神，侍奉永生神的耶和华以色列人起誓，若我不祷告，绝不会下雨，也不降露。
And so he's saying, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word.
的确的，在以色列的全地一片枯干，有了个大干旱。
And indeed.There was a huge drought that came across the land of Israel.
让我想到我们现在住的加州。
And it makes me think about the California that I'm living in right now. Very dry.
一直等了三年的时间。
And it took about 3 years.
神又启示那以利亚说去找亚哈告诉他。
God again inspired Elijah to ask him to go speak to Ahab.
说当我祷告的时候，以利亚祷告的时候，神就会降雨。
To say that when I, Elijah, when I pray, God will send the rain.
那究竟要怎么样子能够降雨呢？
And how's the rain going to come?
他就跟亚哈讲说，来，将这巴利的先知跟以斯他录的先知呢，总共加起来有850个，你们聚集在那山上面。
So he was telling Ahab to gather all the 850priests and prophets of the king of Baal and Ashtoreth
到加密山上 Carmel,
to be on Mount Carmel.
到了加密山上面呢，他们就巴利的先知在一边，然后他自己只有他一个人在另外一边。
And so on the mountains, they were divided into two camps. There was Elijah on the one side and all the other priests and servants of Baal.
巴利的先知450个在另外一边，他们将他们的生物放在祭坛上面，成天从早到晚用各样的方法祷告跳舞做法，可是他们神都不听他们。
The 450 prophets of Baal were just there trying to scream and shout and praying in all different methods that they were trying to go through to call on the rain.
以利亚就说，哎，你们神在睡觉，你不要吵醒他吧。
And so Elijah taunted them and said, well, your God's sleeping, just don't wake him up.
到了晚下午的时候，他说：“你们玩够了没有？”
In the afternoon, Elijah said, "Are you guys done?"
你们玩够了哈，然后来看我的。
All right, come now. Look at what I'm going to do.
然后他将这个祭坛 在以利亚所设的祭坛上面，将牲畜放在上面，不单是放在上面，还找人来讲用水全部的倒了净了，完全的石头。
So there was this altar that was set up. The sacrifice was put on the altar, and not only the sacrifice, but Elijah has instructed for water to be poured on the sacrifice.
让完全的净是石头，帮旁边的沟都满了水。
And the sacrifice, the altar, even the trench around the altar was all soaked and wet.
让以利亚就祷告。
And Elijah prayed.
当以利亚祷告的时候，天就降下火来，将所有的祭牲、所有的供物都烧尽了。
And so Elijah prayed, and fire came down from the sky, and it consumed all the sacrifices.
所以这个时候，以利亚去对众百姓说：“你们看，你们要敬拜耶和华神，还是巴利那假神
？”And Elijah laid it out for the people and say, "Do you want to worship?" God, the true God, or do you want to worship Baal?
那以色列民终于下拜，向真神耶和华下拜。
The Israelites at that, well, eventually, bowed down to the Lord.
然后不但如此，将那巴利的先知都抓走，将他们都杀尽了。
And so the Israelites also took away all the prophets of Baal and killed them.
这时候耶洗别就非常的愤怒。
And at that time, Jezebel was enraged.
耶洗别说，差人去见那以利亚，说，告诉他，明天如果在这个时候，我不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。
And so she instructed for the messenger to tell Elijah, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely. If by this time tomorrow, I do not make your life like that as one of them."
那使者去告诉以利亚的时候。以利亚非常的害怕。
So when the messenger brought this message to Elijah, he was very afraid.
以利亚见了这光景就起来怎么样？逃命。
And Elijah just fled.
逃到犹大的别是吧？将别人仆人留在那边，然后继续逃命。
He ran to Beersheba in Judah and continued to flee on foot from.
然后他一直往南跑，要跑到何烈山那边去。然后就在当中一个罗藤树下就睡着了。
And he continued to run down south, towards Mount Horeb.
就坐在那边求死。他说：“耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
”He came to a broom tree. He rested there and started to pray. "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I have no better than my ancestors."
的确的，在每一个信徒的生命当中，属灵的生命当中，我们经常都会有这一刻。
And in the spiritual life of all believers, we tend to come to this particular moment.
我们说，主啊，我为你大发热心，你看，曾经做这个，做这个，做这个，今天我怎么那么惨呢？
Oh God, I've been so zealous for you in this and that and this and that, and why now today I'm in such a pitiful state?
其实很多教会的传道人牧师在他人生当中也经过这样子的低谷。
And many pastors in the churches, they have gone through such a dark valley.
有时候是看到教会弟兄姐妹之间的纷争。
Sometimes it comes when they see all the tensions between the brothers and sisters.
有时候是看到自己家庭里面儿女之间不听话。
Sometimes it's from the children not obeying.
有时候甚至夫妻之间的关系
and even from the relationship between the husband and the wife
有时候是因为家里面人身体受到非常严重的打击
it might be because of huge health setbacks
其实每一个人我们的人生当中都会经历过这样子的苦难
every single one of us at some point in our lives will go through this phase, this season of suffering.
不要以为信耶稣基督的人也就一帆风顺。
Don't think that believing in Christ means you're going to have a smooth sailing life.
中国人彼此祝福的时候常常会讲一句心想事成。
Among us Chinese, we know that as we greet one another, we tend to say, whatever you wish, may it come true.
真的吗？
For real?
如果假设哈，你祷告每一样事情你要的神都给你是最大的祝福还是最大的咒诅
let us take a moment back and a step back and consider this. If God is to grant every single wish that you've ever prayed for, is that the greatest blessing or greatest curse in your life?
我们的生命，我们基督徒的生命，不是一帆风顺，心想事成。
The life of a Christian is never truly a bed of roses.
即使像以利亚这样大发热心，成了那么大的事，他都在这个时候，我们说现在叫做 clinical depression.
So you can see that even for Elijah, who has done such a great thing, he still came to this point by which we would today diagnose as clinical depression, 忧郁症.
忧郁症, 翻译正好。 这时候他在罗藤树下，结果就有一个天使来鼓励他。
So under the broom tree, there was an angel who came to encourage Elijah.
有一瓶水，有烤好的饼来鼓励他，说起来。
There was a bottle of water and there are those toasty cookies for him to eat.
Pita bread.
Pita bread.
结果他吃了喝了以后怎么样？
So what happened after he was done eating? Well, he went back to sleep, to rest.
我不知道大家人生当中有没有这样的经历，一天什么事情都不想做，只想睡觉。
I was wondering if there's among us, you know, there's all you want to do the whole day is just to sleep.
我不知道你有没有，我都曾经有。
I don't know if you've ever had such experience. I do. I had. I did.
真的不想看任何事情。
I really don't want to see anything.
虽然我们忠心服侍主， 可是我们人生都会遇到这样子的考验。
As much as we are faithfully serving the Lord, we will also go through such a challenge in our life.
可是天使再拍他说起来起来，因为你前面要走的路还很远很远。
So the angel of the Lord came, patted him and said, you gotta get up, there's still a long journey ahead.
所以他就起来吃了喝了以后呢，就有了这样的活力呢，就开始走了40昼夜到了神的山，就是何烈山。
So again, he ate and drank and he started his travel for 40 days and 40 nights until he finally arrived.
到了何烈山里，他就躲在一个洞里面。
He hid in a cave once he arrived at Mount Horeb.
就在洞里面，耶和华对他说：“以利亚，你在那边干什么？怎么还躲在洞里面？”
Once he was in the cave, the Lord asked him, why are you hiding in a cave? What are you doing here?
以利亚就开始对神抱怨。
And Elijah started to complain.
以利亚说：“主啊，耶和华神啊，我对你大发热心，你看看那巴利，在那些巴利的先知如何的猖狂。你看，也许别将你的先知都赶尽杀绝了，可你看，我现在甚至为我自己的生命要逃命。”
He was complaining to the Lord, saying, oh, Lord Jehovah, Lord, I've been so ever zealous for you, and you look at the noxious Baal prophets, you look at how Jezebel was just trying to exterminate all your good servants, and here I am scrambling for my life.
只有我一个人,
and it's just me.
可是耶和华神说, 你出来, 不要躲到洞里面, 出来。
And the Lord says, well, just come out of the cave, come out
出来,
of the cave,
don't hide.
Come and be on top of the mountain.
在我面前,
be in my presence.
接下去这几句话是我人生当中最大的鼓励。
And these words have been the greatest encouragement in my life.
当我们非常忧虑，非常 depressed 的时候，想想这几句话。
So these are words that we can think about and meditate when we are depressed.
在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石。 耶和华却不在风中。
It is described, then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind.
耶和华不在风中。
The Lord was not in the wind.
风后有地震，耶和华也不在其中。
After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake.
地震以后呢？
What happened after
刚读到这里没有继续往下读是吧？
We stopped right here earlier.
我没有约好，我还有下面两句。
There are two more lines that comes after this.
地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中。
After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire.
加去这句话非常非常要紧。火后怎么样？
The following sentence is extremely important.
火后有大一起念，微小声音。
So let us read together. And after the fire came a gentle whisper.
Whisper.
微小的声音。
我们昨天在玩那个游戏的时候，大家七嘴八舌的时候，听不听到那微小的声音？
So yesterday when we were playing that game and we were just very talkative, did we hear that little voice?
当我在把我的包包打开来的时候，上面在唱歌，现在练习，我在底下东找的时候，非常忙碌的时候，有没有听到那微小的声音？
And so when the、practice for the songs were going on and I'm scrambling to try to find my things, was I able to hear that gentle whisper?
我跑回我的房间到处找非常忙碌的时候，有没有听到那微小的声音？
And when I dashed back and I was busy trying to find my stuff, did I hear the gentle
whisper? 我坐到我床头安静下来，正要低头祷告的时候，一摸，就在这里。
And when I'm by my bedside, just as I was getting ready to pray, I felt it in the pocket.
让我的人生当中常常能够去听着微小的声音。
May it be that in our lives we will take time to listen to this gentle whisper.
Be still, know that I am God. 你们要安静，知道我是谁。好，这个是主日学哈。
So this is Sunday school.
那接下来。看到神就吩咐他说
and later on、and what comes next is we see that God instructed Elijah
他说你去
go
回去
go back to where you came
回去然后告诉他你要做这个要做这个要做这个要高谁做王高谁做王高谁做王不单单如此还要高你继续你的以利沙
and so God instructed him to anoint the different kings as well as to anointElisha, who is going to continue Elijah's work.
最重要当中一句话，他说：“但我在以色列中为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。”
And very importantly, God said, "Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him."
不要以为说我们自己现在多么可怜，自哀自怨。
Don't just be so entrapped in your own particular situation and think, oh, I'm so pitiful, I'm so sad.
以为我只剩下我自己一个人。
And to think that, oh, I'm the only one left.
我们的主对我们说，不要自哀自怨，我还为我在以色列百姓当中保存了七千人。
The Lord says, do not throw yourself a pity party, because truly I have reserved 7,000.
我在教会当中的时候，有时候灰心丧胆。我们静下来祷告的时候，神对我们说：“不要担心，我还为你准备了你属灵的同伴。”
Oftentimes in the church, we can feel discouraged, but know that God would come and say, "Don't worry, I have prepared for you spiritual companions still."
接下来这段圣经非常愿意，非常喜欢的跟大家一起来分享，是从以赛亚书出来的。
And in this next passage, it's from Isaiah, and I truly would desire to share this and exhort everyone with this passage.
我用起音的方式来念。
Let us do a call and response in terms of reading.
以赛亚书四十章第二十六节。
Isaiah 40:26.
你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象，数数目领出。他一一称其名，因他的全能，又他大能大力。连一个都不缺。你不曾知道吗？你不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地基主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。You can respond in whatever language you feel comfortable.就是少年人也必困倦疲乏， 强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
31节我们再用英文念一遍，好不好？ For those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.But those who hope, 最好的翻译是 But those who wait on the Lord, 等候耶和华的。
It is better translated, those who wait on the Lord.
In New King James Version or King James Version, that's the translation. 但等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
我们要等候
we need to
我们要安静来听我们主对我们说话的声音
we need to wait we need to be still to listen to that gentle whisper of our Lord
I think a lot of the nest building activity is part of pair bonding because they have to get their act together as a matter of survival.
It's now the end of March, and the female settles into the nest with a telltale waggle.
Bald eagles normally lay 2 to 3 eggs. But this spring, the one-eyed female only laid 1 egg.
The couple begins a daily routine. For 5 long weeks, they'll take turns incubating the egg.As winter ebbs, the well-practiced team seems to be headed for success. But spring is a fickle season.
In mid-April, it was a freak snowstorm. I'll never forget it.The nest was being blown around by this violent wind. The snow was going absolute horizontal, and it just kept reminding me of what these birds are facing in everyday life. They were well into incubation, so the changing of the guard was always quick.Because you've got to remember that they have delicate eggs that they're protecting and keeping warm. There seemed to be shifts of an hour and a half, where one eagle would sit on the egg while the other was out foraging for food.Through this storm, the male sat, waiting for the female to return. Tragically, something happened to her, we're not sure what.There's so many things out there that can work against the survival of these magnificent birds. makes you realize how fragile their existence actually is.
Cold and hungry, the father abandons his egg. Now he has lost almost everything. He may find another mate and start all over again. But until then, he must defend his territory alone.
Sometimes it's as if we are also like the eagle, very lonely.
有时候我们是不是对神说, Why me?
Sometimes we may ask God, Why me? 为什么是我呢?
我是否也只是往下看，只看到自己的问题？ 就像说雅各啊，你为什么说我的道路向耶和华掩藏？ 以色列啊，你为什么说我的冤屈神并不察问？
Do we look only to our own problems and we call out saying, Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God.
让我们只看到自己的问题以前， 让我们能够先往
May it be that before we look to our own problems, let us first look up, to look upon God.
因为在以赛亚书40章25节说, 你们将谁比我叫他与我相等呢? 你们向上举目, 看有谁创造这万象, 能按数目领出, 他一一称其名, 因他的全能, 因他的大能大力, 连一个都不缺呢?
In Isaiah, it said, To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
我常看到我们自己的问题非常非常的大。
So oftentimes we look only to our problems and we amplify it to magnitude. And we forget to look upon our Lord and forget that He is far greater than our greatest problem. So two nights before when we were in Chapel Hill, we did a sharing on the relationship between faith and science, and there was a comparison of, well, there's a study on the relationship of human to the entire cosmos.
看到整个人身上差不多有十个28次方那么多个原子, 一后面跟28个零, one followed by 28 zeros, or
so
10 to the power of
28. We have 10 to the power 28 number of atoms.
For whole universe, 整个宇宙呢?
What about the entire universe?
10的80次方那么多原子.
10 to the power of 80.
我们看到我们的问题好像很大.
We see that it's as if our problems are huge.
整个宇宙在神的掌管里面.
But the entire universe is in God's control.
所以我们要往下看一些, 我们先往上看.
So before we look down to our own problems, we have to look up. Then we have to look upon Him.
然后看了往上看的时候再往下看.
So after we've looked up, we look back down.
让我们看到我们自己的情形的时候，我们就知道说，虽然我觉得自己非常的可怜，可是我所遭遇的，神都知道。
We look to our own situation and then we can say, although I think that the situation I'm in is kind of challenging, but I know that God knows all that I'm going through.
不管你所遭遇的问题，你遭遇的境况有多么的大，我们的神比这些更大。
No matter how great the problem or the situation that we are encountering, we know that our Lord is much greater.
我再回头看一看。
And then we can look back.
回头看看以往神的爱与神的恩典。
We could look back to the love of God that has been shown to us as well as His grace.
二十八节。
In verse 28.
你曾不知道吗？
Do you not know?
岂不曾听见吗？
Have you not heard?
曾是什么？
What is it to say have? That it has passed.
我们回去看看我们的人生，回去看看神怎么将我们从那埃及为奴之地，让我们从那死亡的深渊，怎么样从我们从那罪恶的捆绑当中释放出来？我们有什么好怕的？
We have to look back and see that we've been delivered from Egypt, the house of slavery. We have been brought through the death valley. We have been released from sin. And if that has all happened, what is there for us to fear?
耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，我们所受的有哪一个能比耶稣受的更多？
Jesus Christ has been crucified for us. So how...Which problem that we go through will be greater than that of the cross.
永在的神耶和华创造地极主不疲乏也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
疲乏的他赐能力。
The ones who are tired, he gives strength.
软弱的他加力量。
The ones who are weak, he increases their power.
At the hatchery nest, the eaglets are still growing their flight feathers. Underdog and his sister are closer to independence, and no one declares independence without taking risks.
This nest is about 60 feet off the ground. Both eaglets are jumping up and down and wing exercising and getting ready to make that first jump off the nest, the first journey into the sky.
Nearby, other young eagles are already on the wing.
It must feel really wonderful to have your first flight underway and feel the wind rushing by.The landing is the tricky part.
Underdog tests his engines at full power. His sister seems to have cold feet. The wind picks up, and Underdog leans into it.
Misconceptions that birds are taught to fly, but really it's totally instinctive. They do chase their parents around, however, possibly to steal fish, and also because they're bald eagles, they're social.
Yehovah 遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，
In a desert land, he found him in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye.
我们的神将你我捧在他的手里。
Our Lord carries us in his hands.
可是为了要让我们成长,
but for us to grow,
他如同鹰搅动窝巢, 又在雏鹰以上两次三胆, 皆取雏鹰, 飞在两翼之上。
Then our Lord is like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions.
不要怕,
do not be afraid.
我们不能一直待在巢里面不飞。
We can never stay only in the nest and not fly.
神会让我们赶出那鹰巢, 要让能够学会如何来飞。
The Lord will get us out of the nest so that we can learn to fly.
当我们要掉下来的时候, 神会两次伸展, 接取我们, 放在两翼之间。
And even as we fall, he would catch us, he will carry us on his pinions.
用这样来跟比较另外一种美国人很喜欢的大鸟。
So we'll compare this to another big bird that Americans love.
什么鸟?
What's this?
Oh yes.
Turkey. 火鸡会飞的, yes.
火鸡可以飞, 可是火鸡飞大概只能飞20次。
Turkey can fly, but it can only fly 20 feet.
野生的火鸡会飞。
The turkeys in the wild, they know how to fly.
然后呢, 在美国为了要培养火鸡的品种, 因为大部分美国人都喜欢吃什么, white meat.
So, because Americans love to eat white meat, so they have these places where they try to...
所以他特别去培养出来, 让这white meat, 鸡胸非常大。
They're trying to develop these species where the turkey breast is huge.
所以啊, 因为那鸡胸非常大, 所以没有办法交配。
But because they are so, the turkey breast is big, they cannot mate.
所以都要用人工来交配,
so they have to, the mating happens manually.
所以这种大鸟还能不能飞了?
So these state, they can no longer fly.
它吃住喝有没有问题?
Do they have issues when it comes to eating and drinking and dwelling? They don't quite have to worry about anything.
可是还能飞吗?
But they can't fly.
那它最后的用处是什么?
And this is their final purpose.
我要做哪一种鸟?
Which kind of bird would you want to be?
我要像哪一种大鸟呢?
Which big bird would you want to be?
像那白头的鹰还是想像那 终身处在安逸当中的火鸡呢?
To be the bald eagle or to be the turkey in captivity.
所以美国精神的象征就是那鹰。
This is the bald eagle is the emblem for the American spirit.
让回头看过以后再往前看。
And it's with, after we've looked back, then we can look forward.
40章30-31节 非常非常宝贵。
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 30-31 are very precious words.
让我们一起来念, 我们先念遍中文再念遍英文, 好不好?
Let us read this all together, but first in Chinese, then in English.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦, 强壮的也必全然跌倒, 但那等候耶和华的必重新得力, 他们如鹰展翅上腾, 他们奔跑却不疲倦, 行走却不疲乏。 Even youths grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
大鹰上腾在高处搭窝, The eagle soar built his nest on high, and he dwells on a cliff and stays there at night.
各位弟兄姐妹，让我能够等候耶和华，重新得力，必如鹰展翅上腾。
Let us wait upon the Lord, look upon him, and we will soar like eagles.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱天父，谢主。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord.
谢主，你用你的话来鼓励我们每一个你的儿女。
Thank you, Lord, for encouraging every of your sons and daughters with your word.
我人生当中会有苦难。
In our lives, there will be sufferings.
在我人生当中，我会问到遇到很多的问题。
We will encounter many problems.
但等候耶和华的
，But the one who waits upon the Lord
必重新得力
，will be renewed in the strength.
必如鹰展翅上。
And will be able to soar like the eagle.
求主让我们每一位弟兄姐妹都常常记得，不要只是往下看看自己的问题。
Oh Lord, may you help us, every brother and sister, to remember that we are not to just look down to our problems.
让能够往上看，仰望你，你是伟大的神，比一切万有都更大。
But that we'll look to you that you are the great God, that you are greater than all that has been created.
让能够回头看数算你在我们人生当中带领我们赐给我们的恩惠与慈爱。
That we'll look back and we'll count the blessings of your love and grace that you've given us.
让往前看说我们就能够勇往直前。
And as we look forward, we can move forward with courage.
我们就能够如鹰展翅上腾
and we will soar like eagles.
祷告感谢祈求是奉耶稣基督名求的
We thank you and pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
很感谢神让我能